hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Merry Christmas to you. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. Also hanging over from the World of Boating Christmas Party, literally hungover. Captain Patrick.
I was wondering if you like Christmas as much as I do.
Ho, ho, shut up.
Yeah, well, that's kind of his attitude.
Pretty much.
You know, but too much eggnog. Maybe he might have had a nip or two, or too big a chunk from that yard of beef.
I didn't have any of that, but I did want to thank you for Bill for his gift, and you especially, because Greg has given me the gift of scuba.
I gave him the gift. I gave him an open water paddy kit with my word that I would teach him how to dive in 2013.
Oh, actually next year.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that was your specific.
Yeah. No, that's what we're going to do.
But I really appreciate that. That's something that, you know, we've talked about and I've talked about over the past few years, and something that I haven't done because I'm usually the guy driving the boat. I never get a chance to go in the water or anything like that.
I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Well, it's about giving the gift of scuba, especially, you know, this is the perfect time to once again for us to remind you about this because, you know, you got last-minute Christmas gifts. You don't know what to get that person on your list, and all you have to do is walk into your local dive store, get a gift certificate for some scuba lessons, or get them the open water manual kit or whatever, and give that to them. And it'll be the gift that keeps on giving.
And, of course, because we are Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving, we have a code system in place with every dive shop all across the world. Now, in some places, you're going to want to translate this into the local language, but if you walk into any dive shop anywhere in the United States and say these words.
Hey, all you douches and whores, it's Santa.
They will escort you to the entrance and tell you never to come here again.
That's the Scuba Radio special.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, feel free to skip that. Little tip from Bill, but, you know, if you're a little bored, or you've had a little too much eggnog to drink, kind of like how we feel after last weekend's Christmas crap extravaganza Scuba Radio office party. Yeah, there were horns. There were all kinds of crazy
stuff. That was actually a line of dialogue from the play last week.
That was.
That was half a line of dialogue.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we got to give props to Captain Patrick for helping out with our Christmas play.
Helping out?
Well, he wrote the damn thing.
Well, he helped out. He assisted by coming up with every word that every person said.
Yeah.
And then playing some of the characters himself.
Right.
And spending what I'm guessing is no fewer than 400 hours perfecting his Charlie in the Box impersonation.
Exactly. Which he did. He did it flawlessly.
Thank you.
It was
a lot of fun.
Okay. If you missed that,
He did not do it flawlessly, but that's really CJ's fault.
It was.
Okay.
CJ broke character and affected negatively Charlie in the Box.
Okay. I you know what? It was all Christmas magic to me. And you can go back and listen to this for yourself. It was the beginning of hour two of last week's show on December 15th. Go back and listen to it. If you did not hear the Scuba Radio Christmas play that we put on last week, you owe it to yourself to get heavily lubricated with whatever holiday booze you got. And pop that on your iPod.
You know, I'm going to advise not to get too drunk.
Why?
Well, because I think some of the things will go past you if you're just too drunk.
No, I think it'll suck them into the whole storyline, and then it'll be kind of like, wow, did this really happen?
I think two drinks is enough to say,
you know, this is probably a good idea.
Yeah. That's kind of how we came up with the whole thing, isn't it?
What's this we? He keeps saying we. You know what I got? I got, Patrick, I want you to write Drunken Santa and a dive flag. That was it.
Yes. Yeah.
And then he critiqued every single thing I wrote.
Well, that's what
thanks. Some of these words are too long.
Yeah. We're never going to be able to.
I don't understand why there's this happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was Christmas magic.
An excellent homage to every film noir detective story.
And it was a first in the 16-year history of Scuba Radio for us to do something like this. Patrick was nice enough to print up some really nice copies of the official script of this, and we have one to possibly give away today on the show. If you dial up 888-88-SCUBA and say you'd like an autographed copy of our script of our Christmas play.
That was autographed by everybody.
By everybody.
There is DNA material from everyone that was in this performance.
This is true. You could use this script to put away any member of the crew you'd like.
You could forge their signatures and clean out their bank account.
Or I think this is probably a better strategy.
Yeah, but since nobody has any money.
What? Clone us.
Excuse me?
They could clone us. They could use our DNA material, our genetic markers, and they could make your very own Scuba Radio team for your own house.
Well, there you go. 888-88-SCUBA if you'd like a copy of this.
I have an extra snarky gene.
All we're going to ask is for you to share a little Christmas scuba story with us, like whether you went diving on Christmas or you're planning a Christmas dive or what you're getting for just some little tie-in.
How about just
some Christmas
time when you unwrapped your package?
Like that, okay, that would work.
That script alone is worth it just for Kelly's signature.
True.
This show was so good, it had Portuguese linguistic humor.
Wow, and you don't get that in
Red... You don't get that anywhere outside of
Brazil,
really.
You won't see that on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No.
No way.
No.
So there you go, 888-88-SCUBA if you want that. We got some other stuff to get through, too, today, as our Christmas festivities continue. I need to give a little shout out to Carl.
Hey, Carl!
And that's it. No, he actually. You know, we were running that special on the Scuba Radio T-shirts for a few days last week.
Right.
He picked up a few. He ordered some, and he sent us a nice little note. Said thanks very much for
thank
the tees.
I received my 75 T-shirts.
I've been listening to Scuba Radio. It keeps me sane when I'm working out in Saudi Arabia. Thanks. Thank you very much, and you and the crew have a great Christmas, Carl. So, Carl, back at you, buddy. That's nice. Saudi Arabia. I was going to go there next year, maybe.
Really?
On the way over to the Maldives. I was going to stop by Saudi Arabia and do a little tour. So,
okay.
I don't know if he's doing any
sand?
Dive there. Well, they got diving there off the coast of Saudi Arabia, don't they? Somewhere.
I think the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was all oil.
They got some diving out there.
It's a lot of sand, but at the end of the sand, it's like the world's largest beach. It's like 350 miles of beach.
Yeah, you know when the people in Fort Lauderdale are complaining that, you know, Hurricane Sandy caused all this beach erosion? They don't have that problem in Saudi Arabia.
You know they don't allow alcohol, right?
What do you mean?
Well, a strict Muslim nation like Saudi Arabia.
So what are you trying? You're saying that because that would make it so that I would never want to go there?
Yeah.
Is that what
certainly wouldn't want to stay.
Good point.
I'm not sure they have. They do have coffee, though, so it's not like going to Salt Lake City.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, we got a lot of stuff to delve into. A few more gift ideas for the holiday season. It's like I said, the main thing is just giving the gift of scuba, like I gave Patrick. You know, you have
suddenly
to.
Suddenly you're doing a Popeye impression.
Well,
yeah.
It's at Yardo Beef.
Coming back
it's
on
coming
you.
Up, yeah. Yeah, somebody got the
and
Yardo
it's not going to be better on the way back.
At the boating Christmas party, and it's like, woof. Yeah. But yeah, you know, giving the gift of scuba is really the whole point of this time of year. Because a lot of divers, it's funny, I talk to them on the phone, and they're like, hey, what are you getting for Christmas? I don't know. I'm thinking, this is so obvious. Give them, you know, get a new buddy and get them certified to dive with you. That's what I'm do with Patrick here.
That's what I was talking
you need,
about.
You need a buddy,
I do
Bill.
Need a buddy.
You and Patrick, the idea here is to get him certified to dive next
year. Are we going to have to skip somewhere holding hands?
And no. And then
just with Greg's pillow.
No, listen. Then when I travel the world, and
you
diving in all
us.
These exotic places, then you can both stay here and hear about my exploits.
Well, that'll be much better.
I'll just be able to relate to it that much better.
Right.
Yes.
See?
You'll really know what you're missing out on.
You know,
that'll be perfect.
I'm a giver. And that's what I wanted to kind of get across.
Actually, it will be fantastic for you to learn to dive because it gives you a whole new appreciation for the underwater world. Even if you've done snorkeling, even if you've dove in the past, nothing reawakens that in you like getting the chance to go out and go diving.
Well, first we have to get past my innate fear of water.
That's a problem for a guy who puts boats in the water as a profession.
Throw him in the lake, and when he comes out, back, assuming he comes back, we'll get him certified to dive. He'll be over that fear.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
What's the family plan for Christmas this year?
5 bowls of Flushing?
4 roids of throbbing? 3 nose hairs waving?
2 children starving?
1 untouched wife?
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Scuba Radio.
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
Yeah. What the hell is wrong with you?
That would take too long to explain. Merry Christmas to you, Greg. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, and on the line, the Dive God, who we are going to join in for the end of the year and for the next year, as in Bimini once again for an official Scuba Radio kickoff New Year's Eve celebration. Neil, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Gregory. How you doing, Val?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to our little adventure in Bimini once again. It's going to be great, isn't it?
It is going to rock. I'm so excited. A little change, a different island, same chain. We're going to be over on South Bimini this year. You know, I'm set up a brand new operation. It'll be open around the 1st of February. Neil Watson's Bimini Scuba Center at the Bimini Sands Hotel and Marina. which is South Bimini. It's like 200 townhome units, a beautiful marina, beautiful beach, great restaurants, infinity pool. And Neil Jr., my son, is going to be running the operation. How cool was that?
Yeah, it is. I mean, and your daughter is going to be running the reservations. Junior is going to be running the dive operation. You'll pop over there to kind of check in on them and keep things in line, I take it. Right, Neil? Or just go over there to
absolutely.
Make sure making sure the rum is fully stocked there at the resort or something.
Yours truly, the dive god, will be overseeing and both the bar and the diving.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, now, hold on 1 second. Is your daughter really going to be in charge of the reservation system there? Or when you told her about it, did she say, I have some reservations? Because those are subtly different, Neil.
Cute.
Yes. And but yeah, Beth's been dealing with him for many, many years. So she has it down. She knows how to handle her dad. But that'll be a great time. I'm so looking forward to it. The Bimini Sands, this resort, is where they actually have orchestrated the fireworks display. We've went over and witnessed the last couple years. So now we're actually going to the host hotel that puts this whole thing together, which is just massive. It is an impressive fireworks display. And when you consider how small the island of Bimini is, it will blow your mind how big of a display they put on there in Bimini. And I can't wait. I know we're going to have a ball. Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is going to join us for this adventure. She came in for the Christmas party last week. She's not here this week because she's, she's recovering, I guess. But she'll be in prime time, you know, ready and recuperated in time for New Year's Eve, I believe, Neil. So get ready for that.
Resting up.
What?
Resting up for the Bimini Bash.
True. That's right.
You are so right.
Yes. Well, you know, Kelly's promised to share a little Christmas ditty with us a little bit later on today's show as well.
Mm.
What are you doing for the holidays, Neil? Are you kicking back through Christmas and getting ready for this thing in Bimini, or you got some other plans ready to execute?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm going to stick close to home, going up, see some friends up in North Florida, probably tomorrow, and then going to be close to home, kind of painting family, and actually working on getting this boat ready to go over to Bimini and start diving.
Yeah.
We've got a great little 40-foot new custom dive boat, got a brand new air system with nitrox, a bunch of all brand new oceanic gear. And, I mean, South Bimini is the absolute perfect location on the Bimini Island chains for the dive operation. And it's where I really started over 35 years ago when I opened my first operation over there, because you're literally just minutes from some of the major dive sites for Bimini, the Sapona Wreck and the Turtle Rocks and our Shark Dive Triangle Rocks. And the prime diamond diving in Bimini is the Victories and Tuna Alley, which you're about 35, 40 minutes from the Victories, from where our dive operation will be. And it's just, you know, just beautiful beach right there, and it's going to rock. It's going to rock.
Yeah, well, the last couple of years when we went there and did some diving from the other operation, we cruised right by the Bimini Sands out on, you know, on our way out to the dive sites each time. So we're cutting off some boat time, and it's looked really nice from the water. I can't wait to just hang out there on the property and chill with those folks. But it'll be much more convenient for the divers, and not to mention the airport is on South Bimini as well. So
exactly,
I'm going to be flying
exactly.
in.
And actually, yeah. Yeah, they own almost 90 acres. They own almost the whole South Bimini beach area. And actually, it's two properties. It's the Bimini Beach Club, which is right on the point where the dive shop will be, and where they have a great restaurant right on the ocean, have a sushi bar, fantastic restaurant. And then the Bimini Sands is where the main resort is at, which is, you know, just down the beach from there.
Very nice. Yeah, and at one of the bars, did you say they had karaoke too? Because I told Kelly, and she just lit up
boy. They do Wednesday night karaoke, but I'm sure they'll be doing it for the for the New Year's Eve party, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you know, that could...
Is that something I'm supposed to look forward to, is Kelly doing karaoke?
Well, it depends on how you what you're looking forward to. If you're looking forward to a hot Brazilian girl singing really nicely, then you're going to be in for a rude awakening. But if you're up for seeing a hot Brazilian girl make you know, windows break and things like that, well, hey, you're in luck. It'll be fun.
Bahamian collect beers does it take for her to sound good?
Oh, for her to sound good?
Wow,
there aren't enough on the islands.
That's scary. Yeah, that would be. I don't know. It could be a goal. You know, we could shoot for that goal and see if we can conduct a little experiment and find out how many collect goals it takes to make Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model sing good.
You will not survive.
Yeah, well,
you will
true.
Not survive.
We'll die of alcohol poisoning before we reach that mark, I have a feeling. But give it a go. Why not? It'll be a good time for sure.
We'll have two Brazilians over there because my lovely Conchita Hilza is going to be over there.
Well, maybe they can do a duet.
So we'll be listening to a lot of Portuguese.
Yes, yes. It's going to be a good time. BiminiSands.com. Go there. Check it out on the web. Or NeilWatson.com. You can check out his dive operation and get more information about dive packages at that new resort in Bimini. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Good vibes. It's one of our newest members, or I don't know, she's starting to become a member of the extended family of Scuba Radio. Reef diver from Facebook evidently was in a
car accident.
Yeah, broke her collarbone, but she's evidently okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I mean, I saw that she'd been in a car accident. I realized that it had been so bad that she hurt her collarbone.
Yeah. No, but I got an update that she is okay.
Good.
So, you know, a little shout out to Reef Diver there on Facebook. Send her your best wishes if you are one of her friends.
Here's the great news.
One of many
of
thousands.
When she starts posting again, she'll be on pain medicine.
Oh, and she's already pointed that out several times, by the way. And you will benefit from this, trust me.
There's no question.
They've got even more colorful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so last week we had our official Scuba Radio, well, it's an old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza show. And I'll tell you, you know, the stuff we did on the air was fun. We had a great time with the play.
Yes.
Everybody hanging out, having a good time. Right after the show, we had our gift exchange. And it was, you know, white elephant, I'll steal your gift, that kind of thing. And everybody
But you make
came
it
out.
Exciting.
What do you
mean?
You
make it exciting. Well, because most of the time when there's something like that,
mm-hmm.
if you've got eight people, there are eight gifts.
Right.
Not the case with an overboard entertainment party.
Well, you know,
Overboard Entertainment Party, Greg goes and he does all the shopping for his kids and brings them to the White Elephant and then steals the gifts back
right.
so he can give them to his kids
exactly.
and write them off.
It's interesting. I came away with some good stuff,
mm-hmm.
But everybody did well. I'd say some of the gifts that the crew brings to these things, because I said, look, bring something that you really want and then bring something that's a bit more colorful, a little bit more whacked. And then, you know, there's
CJ,
a wide
I think, sums it up.
Berth on what you can bring.
Yes.
So, yeah, CJ was saying, well, so I should bring some booze and a, well, we can't really say, can we? Yeah, a horn. Yeah, so, you know what? We really just can't say what it was. But let's say it involved a ball and some string. And
there was one of those.
Wow.
A beginner's one, not an expert, a beginner's.
It was fun.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip, number 18. Guys, moray eels find it terribly offensive to be compared to your manhood.
Don't be talking about me, man.
Besides, the reality is that 98% of us are more comparable to the lowly glowworm.
I heard that.
Not me, of course.
You crazy. Who told you that?
But there's no need for me to brag here.
They telling you lies.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
It's all good, Greg. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, glad to hear it. I got a question for you.
Ask away.
If you had to pick one thing that bothers you as divers gain experience, what would it be?
That's a great question. I have to say one thing I've observed that concerns me a great deal is the fact that as many divers gain experience and confidence, they get complacent about doing pre-dive safety checks.
You know, me too. It actually really bugs me.
And rightfully so. Sometimes as divers get more dives and confidence under their belt, some of the safety basics seem to go out the door. But those basics are in place for a reason. You never outgrow them. They're always a good idea.
Why are pre-dive safety checks specifically a good idea?
They're a great chance to finalize the dive plan with your buddy. It's a time to make sure that you are, in fact, planning to do the same dive, as well as to review communication signals, safety protocols, and any other dive plan you have in place. It's also always a good idea to check your gear and your buddy's gear before descending. As a depth, it's no time to try to familiarize yourself with gear or determine whether your air's on.
I wish I could say I've never seen that one. Since we think this is a practice every diver should follow, why don't we go ahead and review some of these steps?
It's a great idea. The first step to a pre-dive safety check takes place before you even don your gear. Have a conversation with your buddy. Make sure you both agree on the dive you're doing, the profile you're going to follow, the communication signals you're going to use, and what plan you'll follow if a problem occurs. Make sure it's clear how the dive will be navigated, how you plan to deal with any potential obstacles.
Like currents or low visibility.
Right. And discuss anything else that comes to mind. Remember that even the closest and most experienced buddies aren't mind readers. So be sure to ask the questions or clarify anything unclear to you. Never assume.
That's good advice. I know when you've got a buddy you dive with all the time, it's easy to fall into assumption patterns.
It is. And we've all been guilty of it. That's why it's so important to make a concerted effort not to get complacent.
Okay, once you've mapped out everything you can out of the water, it's time to don your gear, which means it's time for the classic BWRAF.
Yep, that's a familiar one. But whatever acronym you use, the points to hit are the same.
Such as the BCD?
Such as the BCD. You want to ensure you're familiar with your buddy's BCD and releases, and that he or she is familiar with yours. In the event that you have to dump weights or remove gear from them, time can be critical, and you don't want to be exploring the gear in an emergency situation. Don't forget to include a check of the inflator hose at this stage, and give it a test by inflating it both orally and via the low-pressure inflator.
Weights.
Again, be familiar with your buddy's weight system and share yours with them. So if weight has to be released quickly, it is. Also, if you or your buddy are unsure of whether you have the right amount of weight, it's a good time to do a quick buoyancy check.
Okay, we got R for releases.
Yep, and we're not talking about the releases you have to sign. This is the time to ensure you know where all the releases are and that all of them are secure. It's always an interesting experience watching the dance that ensues when one diver tries to resecure the tank of another underwater.
Speaking of tanks, I believe A is for air.
It is. And some might call this the most important step, since you're not going far unless your air is on and your tank is full. Double check the air each of you is carrying and make sure those tank valves are open, and don't forget to take a few breaths to ensure your regulator is functioning properly.
And with the F comes the final okay.
This is when you are good to go. Give each other one more look and check for dangling hoses, missing equipment, or anything else that hasn't been checked. Once you give each other the final okay, you're indicating you're ready to go dive.
So simple.
It is simple, but it's also really important. A thorough pre-dive safety check is a great way to prevent problems. Like so many other situations in diving, a lot of the trouble can be avoided with a little preparation. Pre-dive safety checks are taught during entry-level training for a reason. They're a cornerstone of good diving practices, and they're a habit you should never break. Experience is never a replacement for good sense, and pre-dive safety checks are definitely good sense. So complete one before every dive, whether it's your first dive or your thousandth. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, it is Christmas time. Why not find out how things are going in the Caribbean? Christmas in the Caribbean, and why not? Let's do it and talk to Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. Aquanautsgrenada.com. But Peter is on the line with us live from Grenada right now. Peter, how are you, my friend? Are you with us?
Hello, Greg.
There he is.
To all the listeners around the world. We are wonderful.
Good, good. So are you in the holiday mode there, Peter? Or are you diving like a madman, as usual, there at Aquanauts Grenada? You tell me.
Yeah, we've been diving this morning for the afternoon. I've been laying with a Christmas hat in my hammock and enjoy the view.
Yes. What did he say?
He's been laying with a Christmas wreath and a hammock, I think is what he said.
Ah, okay.
With a Christmas hat.
Christmas hat.
Okay. All right, well, hat. That'll work. Yeah, you know, I've wondered about combining Christmas and my dive gear. Like, how would you do this? You know, I saw a bikini of that it wasn't
you
for me.
You should not wear a bikini.
But it was like a Santa-themed bikini.
You should not wear a monokini.
That I thought that would be look good on maybe some of our mermaids or something when they're diving. That we probably should do some kind of holiday-type a dive thing, but you would have to be dressed accordingly and coordinate your dive gear for Christmas. Have you ever seen any of the divers do that there in Grenada? Or have you ever thought about that as well, Peter? Or is that just me and my twisted mind? Which is...
It is a little bit twisted, but we normally wear the Christmas hats on Christmas Day for the customers so they can identify the dive guides a little bit easier.
So I understand, Peter, are you wearing anything...
Following Santa.
Peter, are you wearing anything
that makes sense.
Other
yeah.
than the Christmas hat? Or are you wearing just the Christmas hat and standing there in all of your glory?
Well, no, they're diving. They're leading, the dive.
Other than Greg, I personally do not own a bikini, so I have to pass on that. But besides that, I think a dive suit will just do fine.
Well, you know what's impressive with Peter is he has a sense of humor, and he wears the Santa hat, but not where you think he would. But I'm just saying, maybe, right? I may have been too much information there, Peter. I don't know. But
oh, my goodness, Greg, you're so twisted.
Of course, Santa.
Yeah.
The big man.
Right.
The head honcho.
Yeah.
The connection.
Well, he is.
So this...
Yeah.
This party has been going on since a while, I assume.
It has been going on for some time. Well, since last Saturday, actually. We never stopped.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they started giving gifts of booze, and it lasted for 7 days, which is
a record. We found out the best way to avoid a hangover is to stay drunk.
There you go. But you're
that,
used
that
to that.
That is actually true. But
yeah, see, he knows this.
There will never be a hangover 3 if we do that.
Yeah, but we got to sneak some diving in there, too. So you got to sober up at least long enough to go diving.
That's good. And that's what we have actually the Santa-colored rum punch for.
Oh, really? Okay, there's Santa-colored rum punch in Grenada.
And Greg knows everything about the rum punch.
Yeah, it's stocked with rocket fuel, or spiked, I should say.
Yes.
That's the main ingredient of the... of the eggnog or the punch that they have there in Grenada. I have no doubt about it. Which will literally punch you. Trust me. It'd be
lost a few mermaids to that, right?
Yeah, we have, actually. And we gotta plan a new adventure over there to Grenada. We are working on something here. Hopefully after the first of the year we'll be able to announce another plan. And I have Mermaid Lizzie wants to come over there and do some rebreather training. And you'd be up for
that is cool.
Yeah, so we need, and I need to do a little refresher on flying my rebreather. It's been too long. I need to go back down there and do some more training in Grenada with you, Peter. You'd help me out as long as I brought a mermaid. Is that kind of the rule? I'm not allowed to come unless I bring a mermaid with me or something like that? Is that the deal?
Yes, it's kind of the thing, because your mermaids are very popular in Grenada. As you know, everybody loves to see them, you know, so...
Yeah, but, you know...
You're going to bring at least one.
Yeah, the thing is, Peter just tolerates them. And you know, he has to say that because Gerlinda, and which is understandable. But if I offered to bring Bill and have him in a mermaid tail and do a rebreather course, I'm guessing you'd say no.
I'm available, Peter.
Well, how could I say no to Bill? I mean, he's the most important man of the show.
Well, you know, I say no to Bill all the time. It's you get used to it.
No means no, Greg.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
Nasty.
One that will make my tailline start to show.
You are absolutely gorgeous, but your voice isn't gorgeous.
Where my only mission is to get you to listen to Greggy on with Scuba Radio.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas.
You got a lot of nerve, honey.
With every mouthpiece that I bite.
How about I hold your head underwater for just a little while?
Be my next dive buddy and be Mr. Right. Please, Mr. Right Now.
Oh, my God!
And may all your Christmases be bright. This is Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. If you've been naughty, maybe I'll show up under your tree.
Yeah, with a knife, probably. She's
Greg,
Brazilian.
You are so right.
Yes. You know, it kind of brings a tear to your eye. For more reasons than might meet the eye. I don't know. Or meet the
ears. Is there blood
ears.
Coming from my ears?
It is amazing. You know, when we did that song, I swear to you, it took like 2 hours to get it to sound that good.
Wow.
And we're taking our...
Is it possible they don't have music in Brazil?
You know, I don't know why she was deported from that country, but we may have just answered one of those big mysteries. But we are going to take her to Bimini.
Sure is cute, though.
For New Year's Eve, yep. She's definitely fun to look at. And she's fun to watch. I mean, if they do indeed have karaoke there at the Bimini Sands, as Neil said earlier, it could be like watching the audition process for American Idol. It could be like one of those episodes.
She could be the, was it William Wong?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because I'm sure she's been working on her, Gangnam Style dance as well.
I saw her last week for the first time in a while, and I'll tell you what she's been working on.
What has she been working on? Oh, yeah, you can't say
they
that
look
on
good.
The radio. They, what, you mean they were...
They were showcased.
Okay. Little squeak. Got to get a little squeak in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in fine form last weekend.
Yes.
But, and she brought a nice gift for the gift exchange for the Scuba Radio Christmas party. You know, ironically...
Of all the people, that would have been great for them to end up with that gift.
Good point. I wonder what that was all about exactly. Because she brought, like...
It's because of how you describe it to people.
What do you mean?
The way that CJ
describes,
and I'm going to paraphrase CJ because we can't say exactly what he says.
Okay.
But when you describe to him that you need to bring one real gift and one kind of joke gift, he says, okay, so I've got to bring rum and a sex toy.
In so many words, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And
we
Kelly,
got some variation on the sex toy.
We did. We had more participants in that category than I expected, actually. You know, because you say that kind of in jest.
Right.
And then they take it seriously and end up bringing some of this stuff.
Having said that, Bob, the engineer.
Right.
He
got one of those special gifts.
He get one of those special gifts because it was the next to last box we opened, and no one was going to swap for him. There was a lot of swapping going on.
A lot of stealing.
Some stealing,
yes.
some strategy, because once it got stolen 3 times, it was retired.
This is true. We had 3 steals, and you're out.
Yes, yeah, Bob brought a gift that my daughter really enjoyed, which was not a sexual nature, because my daughter's 3.
Right. Which was
a pirate toy set.
Which could have lent itself to a more adult approach, but also plays both demographics quite well.
Yes. So that was nice.
So he
I ended up
that,
with that at my house.
But he ended up getting one of the special toys.
He did.
To take home. I noticed he was
he
walking funny
vodka.
When he came into the studio today.
He also got some vodka. And
was
got
it
some,
the vodka
some
or
chocolate.
The toy that he got that made him... I don't know. We don't really want to know, do we?
No.
Yeah, so he did well.
Right.
Even though he had to leave.
He's walking funny, and he says to me, I think she's using it wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and being that we were a room full of divers.
Yes.
Was there any dive-related gifts at all?
Not one.
There was not one, was
not
there?
Not one.
Which was strange. I thought for sure. Well, there was. I brought in some books and stuff. And,
you know what, there was a box which had some books in it,
Legs got the diving library, that's right. Because there was an entire library of dive-related books. And she's a dive instructor.
Right.
And she was very
actually, she did not end
that.
Up with it.
Oh, she
her
didn't.
Boyfriend stole it.
Well, that wasn't
so
her
he
boyfriend.
Ended up.
But Doug.
Doug's not her boyfriend?
No, no.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that it was.
Yeah, no, they're good friends.
Good
Bill.
Friends?
Yes. You don't want to start rumors.
Twins in
like
the hotel
that.
Room?
What?
Twins?
Twins? What
twin beds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I mean, you booked the room, so I'm assuming you know
if it was one
bed or two beds.
No, it was two.
All right.
Don't start nasty rumors
like
that. It
wasn't
a rumor. She'll never talk to us again.
I thought it was a boyfriend-girlfriend thing. I'm sorry.
Doug
my mistake.
Doug would probably like that rumor, but you know, Legs may not appreciate that. We don't want to start any nasty rumors that we can't, you know, defend our... Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
Yeah.
We're not TMZ here, people. This is legitimate journalism.
But now that you mention, I might need to get some video cameras. We might have to start something. All right. That'll do it for this week. Till next week, remember.
How about this hour? We have a whole nother hour
of Scuba Radio.
Oh, yes.
Crap. It's been flying by. That's right. We get hour two on deck. I'm getting ahead of myself. What's new?
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.